sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Hiking through the forest on a beautiful spring day, my friend and I stopped to check out a hooting sooty grouse. He notices a pattern of scratches in a nearby tree and points them out. A bear climbed this tree, he says. Sure enough, the claw marks are clear. Sets of four parallel scratches where the bear's claws slipped a little as it climbed. Now that I know what to look for, I notice claw marks all the time. There are a lot of black bears in southeast Alaska, and they frequently climb trees. Mother bears send their cubs up the trees for safety while they forage, and I once came across a cub bawling in a tree, ready for its mom to return. Wildlife leave all kinds of signs on trees, signs that can be read if you know what you're looking at. Bears scratch and rub on trees, and sometimes even bite the bark. Rub trees will often have strands of hair stuck to pitch or snagged in the bark. Woodpeckers and sapsuckers also mark up trees, pecking holes. They peck sets of holes in the bark and lick the sap that oozes out. Porcupines debark trees and eat the cambium layer, the thin layer of soft tissue growing just beneath the bark. A cambium-eating porcupine leaves distinct patches of bare wood, marked by dozens or hundreds of sets of short parallel scratches where their front teeth scrape the wood. Moose debark saplings and also eat the cambium layer, scraping it off in long vertical strips. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.